And that is us recording. Well, I'm so delighted to be chatting to you today, Sally, Dr. Sally Schultz. It's very exciting that you've agreed to have a chat with me and share your inspiring story. Although you've not suffered from endometriosis yourself, you have suffered from other debilitating conditions. And I wanted to chat with you today so that people can hear, you know, the strength and the struggle that you've been through and how you're taking that and now helping other women. In particular, Lyme disease was a big debilitating condition for you. And I just thought your story was really inspiring. And I just wanted to interview you so that other women could hear your story. So I wonder if you could maybe just give us a bit of background to what led you to the debilitating state that you were in, because you were in a dreadful state, weren't you? And then kind of your thought processes and kind of what got you to where you are now.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm so pleased to be talking with you and with your women who are suffering from a variety of endometriosis-related conditions. I'm trained as an eye surgeon, but I retired from a car accident. And then shortly thereafter, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease. And it was a dreadful journey. I had over 60 symptoms. I had chronic vomiting daily for 5 years, sometimes twice a day, precipitated by anything. I had tremendous brain fog. I couldn't read a page in the book. I had morbid depression. That's when you're kind of looking around to you and thinking about how bad, if it gets any worse, maybe I'm going to get out of here. I had OCD and panic. I had such bad, painful bladder that I couldn't leave the house. My bladder, I'd have to seek a bladder every 20 minutes. I'd have to seek a bathroom every 20 minutes. It was extraordinary. I had feeling like things were crawling up my skin. I had dreadful insomnia. It was terrible. And then actually my throat closed off on July 4th, 2014. And I knew that from Lyme, that if it could happen once, it could happen again. So I actually was putting my affairs in order so that if it happened again, I would be prepared. Just about that time, I received an email from a woman I know with very, very high integrity. And she turned me on to a protocol that when I looked at it the first time, because it helped a man with chronic emphysema. These are the guys with tied to their oxygen. They can't move from their armchair to the front door. They lead miserable lives. And I turned to my partner and I said, wow, this is a scam. You know, these people don't get better. I saw them on stage talking, animated, lively, traveling, teaching. And I thought, how could that be in all the years? I mean, I've been a physician for close to 40 years. I'd never seen or heard of anybody recovering from emphysema like that. But we decided to research it, and it was a very interesting protocol, the BX Energy Catalyst, that hopefully we'll talk about in a little while. But back to my journey, I spoke to the director and the head researcher, and we grilled him, and he said he'd had a lot of Lyme clients who, you know, did splendidly. He explained the technology. I went for it, and along with all the other lifestyle techniques that I did, many of which are in your wonderful book. I enjoyed your book, but I went ahead and I recovered. And at 6 months, I said I was well, but now it's about 18 months after that, and I am the Energizer Bunny. I feel dynamic and clear-headed and productive. And what I take away from that is that my journey through illness was to be an inspiration for people with chronic illness. And it can be a chronic illness from any sort: endometriosis, Crohn's, Lyme, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, cancer. All these illnesses, as I began to investigate, have a common foundation. Yes. And so I began to develop a program to to teach mitochondrial deficiency disease recovery. I call it Lyme disease, it could be. I don't really orient my program to cancer. I direct them to someone else, but whether it be endometriosis or Lyme or chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, they all boil down to the mitochondria. So I know some of your readers or listeners may be wondering, what are the mitochondria? And the mitochondria are the little tiny organelles inside almost every single cell. And we've got trillions of cells. Yes. And we have quadrillions of mitochondria. And these little organelles are known to most people as the cell powerhouse. Yeah. They are responsible for making our currency of energy called adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. Yeah. And when you run out of ATP, when your mitochondria are functioning poorly, metabolism doesn't take place. And metabolism is actually three components. It's utilizing your fuel source, it's creating ATP, and it's getting rid of the waste. So when the mitochondria aren't working well, your cells aren't working well. When your cells aren't working well, then depending upon where your target weakness is, then there's an expression of, you know, your symptoms are expressed. Yes. So for endometriosis, of course, it's the female system.
Yeah.
So the mitochondria are found in almost every cell, except the red blood cells. And they're super important, not just for the generation of energy, but they have super important, they've got hundreds of functions like cholesterol synthesis, DNA and RNA synthesis, different hormones synthesis. And what's very, very important too is it's important for cell turnover. So if the mitochondria aren't working properly, your cells don't turn over properly. And in some cases, that will mean that cells drop out prematurely. And in other cases, it will mean that the cells, which are supposed to have a mortal, they're supposed to have a finite life, they will not get that signal. And then they'll create a mass or a tumor.
I like to refer to the mitochondria as like little battery packs that, you know, that they get drained when they're not getting everything that they need, all the nutrients and everything that they need. But it's amazing just, and there's another doctor, Dr. Myhill, Sarah Myhill, she works quite extensively with mitochondria, because it's great hearing you say about how it impacts on so many different conditions in so many different ways. And she says it's not hypochondria, it's mitochondria. And, you know, because again, a lot of these conditions are, the Western medical field aren't trained and don't understand the almost the cellular level of the functioning of the body. So it must have been quite, I know when I heard about mitochondria and I was learning all about the body and all the different things, and I don't know about you, but I find the body fascinating and exciting anyway. But when you kind of think on, and you say trillions of cells that require the mitochondria to be, you know, producing oxygen, nutrients and expelling waste, if they're not functioning properly, you can really see how the body would then become weighted down with
yes.
symptoms.
Absolutely. And you know, Wendy, that something comes to mind. When you go to the doctor, nobody asks you, how are your mitochondria doing?
Exactly.
You as, you know, an eyeball or a uterus or an ear or a heart, you're broken up into parts. And because the mitochondria through the body, you really have to support the whole body to upregulate health. The other thing that I think is really important to tell people is that our societies, and we're on different sides of the Atlantic, but it's true around the world, is that people are focused on the nucleus and the genes. And but the reality is that if you take the nucleus out of the cell can last for a period of weeks, depending upon the protein supply. But if you take the mitochondria out of the cell will die immediately. Yes. So whereas the nucleus is considered the king of the cell, I say the mitochondria rule.
Absolutely.
Because that's how important they are.
Absolutely. And it is really interesting, I think, in this, in I think Sky News or recently, they were discussing the importance of mitochondria. So it hasn't had a lot of highlight before, but it's interesting hearing you say that, you know, the focus is on the wrong thing. And especially in our heavily toxic laden society, where our bodies and our cells need even more support than before. So discovering about mitochondria, I mean, you would have had some kind of medical knowledge of the cells anyway. So what kind of, you know, highlighted that in particular to you? What was the driver there to kind of highlight that?
I because of the protocol that I took called the BX protocol, which is boiling it down to its essence, is a mitochondrial cleanser.
Yeah.
It cleans out the mitochondria. But then I began to explore, and I realized that whether you're a person who's healthy and wants to keep your health and take it to the next level, you know, supplying those mitochondria with the appropriate energy is important. Or if you're sick and down in the dumps, supplying those mitochondria is important. I never knew, as a physician for years and years and years, that the mitochondria can contribute to depression and panic and to, you know, from top to bottom, the health and well-being of your body. So when I realized that, it's kind of like my dharma, my purpose in life, to educate people that, one, you can get well, and two, that we have to recreate health at the foundation. You know, you can't get well, you know, giving a pill for one little thing and a pill for something else. You have to create, make, just the same way as a house, you build a strong foundation so that you can have a sturdy house, you can have a healthy body.
Well, it's wonderful hearing you say that, because I run a 12-week foundation program. And it is literally about learning about the body and trying to get an understanding of the magnificence of the body and how it's always wanting to heal itself and how it functions. And as you say, laying really good foundations, because when you go to the doctor, they give you a tablet, but it's normally a pharmaceutical drug, which has horrendous side effects and ultimately doesn't address what the underlying causes.
Exactly.
Inflammation or whatever's going wrong in the body doesn't address that. And I love hearing you talk about how it's the holistic view of the person, because again, that's very much my essence of my programs, is looking at the whole person. And when I start working with people and I'm saying, we're looking at all of you, not just, as you said a couple of minutes ago, your eye or your uterus or your liver, we're looking at all of you and how all magnificence of the healing power of the body is affected by all these different aspects, and that's where our the medical machine or the big pharma, or whatever you want to call them, they don't address that. They isolate parts off, and then, you know, before you know it, you've got compounding problems as a result of the drugs or the surgery or these things, and you're still not addressing what the underlying issues are. So that must have been a very big turning point then for you to realize about the mitochondria. And it's, as you say, there's trillions of them, you know, quadrillions of them in our body. And you'd think that science would have been more readily available or more knowledgeable to people or within the Western medical profession, wouldn't you?
It's not in their best interest, is it?
No.
Unfortunately. Well, I mean, if they create a healthy society, what will become of all the CAT scans, all the MRIs, all the toxic drugs, you know? So I abhor saying that, but unfortunately that's a reality for many of us in the alternative field. Mm-hmm. And I'd say that in 2016, I don't remember the exact count, perhaps 60 alternative doctors, some of them very prominent, were found dead, unexplained. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not anything like that. It is really, unfortunately, a reality that the medical community does not address health at a foundational level.
Noel, I remember hearing a story about the chap that discovered, I don't know his name, I'm sure you probably know his name, many hundreds of years ago, discovered that hand washing was very important when having surgery. And he ended up in a mental institute because he got so vilified by the medical profession even then. And I think if you do, if you question, normally what I do when I'm working with my women is I ask them to get a doctor or a surgeon or a gynecologist on board working with them who is open to the natural alternative route, you know, at least open. They might not be fully convinced of it, but it is very sad that there is, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and it carries a tremendous amount of weight and influence. And it's very disturbing, you know, because if you're not dealing with the whole person, if you're creating a sick society, then they're obviously feeding off that with these drugs and things. And I remember hearing this story about this hospital that had reduced numbers of death rates when the doctors went on strike, you know, and you start to think that's quite disturbing that I know we're only human and we make mistakes and perhaps they bury their mistakes. But when you're not actually looking at the whole person, you know, addressing cellular aspects of the person, then it can cause big, big issues. And then you get into this medical merry-go-round, this hamster wheel of drugs, surgery. I know my woman can have, I've had some women who have had 26 operations, you know, and it's just horrific the side effects that they've had as a result of all these operations. But when you start getting to kind of just the very basic foundations, as you said, you know, building the foundations of nutrition and looking at the whole person, what toxic aspects are in their life, whether it be food, products, people even, how all these things can impact on the body. So tell us about you. You discovered about the mitochondria, you did this BX system. So how did you sort of chronicle your kind of recovery? How did you, I know you said it was like 6 months you started to feel better.
I was unique for Lyme for as many symptoms as I had, but I was squeaky clean in my diet. I ate a organic diet. I filtered my water. I did what we call intermittent fasting. I like to call it meal spacing because fasting has such a connotation.
Yeah.
I ate a ketogenic type diet. The mitochondria like healthy fats. I didn't eat any sugar. I didn't eat any unhealthy carbs. I restricted my protein to about 1 gram per kilogram. So I did all the things that were supporting my mitochondria. I did a detox. Now, if you've got a clogged system, your gut, because of all the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, the gluten clogs us up, and then you throw in sugar on top of it, and then you've got sticky glue. So taking a pill for a detox is approaching it from the wrong side of the gastrointestinal tract. So I did a lot of colonics, a lot of enemas, cleaning out from the bottom. So when you're toxic, you know, think of it as inflammation. You can actually get rid of some of that inflammation and relieve the body of that stress. Saunas, foot baths, all those kinds of things. So that really facilitated my recovery for me. And of course, I incorporate that into my my program. And then I included in it the mind and spirit approach. You have to get away from the fear-based system of the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry. They'll say, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to really suffer, or your cancer will get worse, or you'll never get pregnant, or whatever. And that fear base is just so detrimental to your recovery. You have to have positivity. You have to surround yourself with positive people. You have to learn about affirmations. There is now science that supports our understanding of what spirituality can do for us. So having affirmation. Pardon?
Mindfulness and meditation and relaxation, all things which might seem a wee bit woo-woo for people, but mindfulness in particular, you know, is just being mindful. And I think a lot of things like educating yourself, you know, getting information and education, and you say, so therefore you can then be questioning what you are being told. But if ultimately these people are trying to process you through a system that doesn't, again, address the underlying causes of the condition and do nothing but frighten you, and that fear can cause, you know, cortisol racing through your body and make you very, very ill, can't it? But as you say, mindfulness, meditation, these things are, we're part of being a human being, and these things have a tremendous impact on who we are as people.
Absolutely. Meditation is a little overwhelming for some people, so I say, do it for 2 minutes. Just step outside, look outside your window at the clouds, at a beautiful yes. tree, a beautiful bird, a flower, and relate to it. You come from the same source, and tap into that source. Align yourself with that source and know that there is a universal power that can heal. You know, when you cut yourself, who's instructing the skin how to heal? You know, it is built, it comes from source, and we can tap into that to heal our bodies in the same way. Furthermore, no doubt, you can't have any doubt that you're going to get well. Oh, I don't know if this is going to work. If you think that it's not going to work, then by the law of attraction, it's not going to work. But if you go full steam ahead and say, I've done my research, I've got all the ducks in a row, and I know that this is a powerful solution, then absolutely, it can work.
And as you say, the law of attraction, you know, if you're taking back power and control of your own body, as you've done with your journey and as I did with my journey, you're empowering yourself through information, education, and then keeping yourself inspired by seeing the progress that's happening in your body. But exactly, if you're then drawing to you people that are going to help you in a positive way rather than just silence you with surgery or you know, the side effects of drugs and things, because again, they don't address what the underlying causes are, and they can be many. They can be many causes to illnesses, and invariably there are a number of different causes that there's probably different aspects of your life that have needed attention that you've either been too busy or been too sick to look at. And that's where, with programs like yours and program like mine, that we offer that assistance, because making changes when you're ill and making changes when you're busy is very hard because we're creatures of habit. But it's getting that support whilst making those changes, just to see the little, I refer to my program as like putting a seed in the ground of soil and willing the seed to come up through the soil. Of course, there's lots going on, you know, going back to the foundation things, there's lots going on under the soil. There is actually shoots going down and into the soil before it pops up from the soil. And of course it can be quite frustrating, and we can all become impatient, and changes that need to be made have to start from a cellular level, like the mitochondria, the detoxification. But again, when people are really ill, you have to do these things slowly. So that's why we're doing the work that we're doing, because we've been where these people have been. And what would you say to people if, you know, if they're really ill right now, whether it be with Lyme disease or endometriosis, and they've been through the medical system endlessly, and they're feeling like they're giving up hope, you know, they've exhausted everything. But I think by the very fact that they're listening to this interview, it shows that there is a part of them that knows there is another way. There is an alternative. You know, what they've been doing up until now hasn't worked. Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeking another way forward. But what would you say to people who are feeling down, despondent? They've tried everything. They feel like giving up. You know, I'm sure you can relate to that, because I know I can.
I can tell you, never give up. I'm trained as an eye surgeon. I had a man, this is when I was practicing ophthalmology, come to see me. He'd been seen by an ophthalmologist for 40 years. Every single one of those years, because he needed it for his disability. And his wife heard me at a lecture, and I said, you know, I'm sure we can help him. I'm sure we can take him out of a world of darkness and at least give him some sight. And she said, I don't know if he'll come, because he saw an ophthalmologist last year, same old thing, you know, no hope. Well, he did come in, and I did restore his vision, not just a little bit, but a lot. Wow. And his wife said, never give up. Yeah. Never give up.
I think it's okay to feel despondent and despairing and depressed and down. But then you just have to pick yourself back up and you just have to keep moving forward and just never give up hope.
Yes. You know, the alternative healthcare movement is increasing. It's getting like a, you know, snowballing because so many people are hungry for solutions to their poor health. You know, we didn't mention, and I'd just like to take a moment to say that there are so many things that impact the mitochondria. Pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, glyphosate. You know, I don't think you have as much problem with Roundup in Europe as we do here in the States. Phthalates, all the plastics cause our toxin. Benzene, pharmaceuticals, the drugs. I mean, one of the most popular drugs in the world is Lipitor, and it actually poisons the mitochondria. So there's a wide reason of things. Even vaccines are harmful to mitochondria. So very important. Do your research. You know, Wendy, what would I tell people? I'd say, call Wendy. You know, and if Wendy doesn't have the answer, she'll call me, or Wendy will tell you how to find me. And my program is totally internet based. And helping people all over the world to regain their vitality, feeling well, their fertility, their joy in life, their going to the beach with their grandchildren, you know, looking forward to planning a birthday or a party. You know, there is life after your illness, and it's across the board.
Absolutely. And that's the women that have been on my program. It depends on how ill they've been. Some people have to go on to my advanced program, which is a 10-week program. And I do talk about the mitochondria. And I think your program would be a great addition to that for those who have been very sick and very ill for especially multiple operations. Because even the antiseptic wipe that's put on the body prior to incision is a radioactive toxin that attaches itself to the membrane of the mitochondria. I got tests done by Dr. Myhill that showed radioactive toxins on my mitochondria membrane that came from that material and from antibiotics as well. So there may be people, I think the hope is the key thing, and never giving up, knowing that the principles that you and I both promote and are advocates of in our programs are getting great foundations in and then building from there and then fine-tuning any aspects that need done. But the mitochondria, so it's great to hear about your program. So if people do want to get more information about your program, I'll obviously give them a link to that. And do you run these programs regularly, or can people just go on your website and just sign up straight away?
Absolutely, they can sign up straight away. And the program is always changing. So I'm really excited because I started to share with you, I think just last week, about what happened for me is that, you know, Lyme disease, patients, clients, I call them Lymies, have spent so much money on trying to get their health back that when I offered them the BX, which at the time that I took it was very expensive, it wasn't available to them. So then I began a search for finding new technologies that are affordable, that, you know, address health in a different way. And so one of the new ones that I found is a protozoal technology. And it is a foundational technology for restoring the health. So what are protozoans? Our membranes are all composed of phospholipids. That's just the molecule. You don't have to get worried. We're not going to get super technical. But the cell membranes, the mitochondrial membranes, the nuclear membranes, all the membranes in the body are made of phospholipids.
Yeah.
And these brilliant scientists, now my mentors, have developed a phospholipid cloud around important minerals, vitamins, and phytonutrients, so that you take the solution and you hold it in your mouth for 30 seconds, and you actually, for most people, they can feel the difference, and you can see the difference in the blood, and it's extraordinary. It's so extraordinary that if you put it on your skin, it also gets absorbed because your skin is composed of phospholipids. And we're having people with results. You know, we don't say it cures anything, but we have people having results from glaucoma to autism, from cancer to Lyme, you know, just extraordinary upregulation of their health.
But it's wonderful to hear that, because that's the thing, the body, when it's given everything that it needs, all the nutrients, the vitamins and the minerals, will but heal if you're removing the toxic elements, addressing the underlying causes and giving the mitochondria and every cell and organ what it needs, it will repair and it will heal. And that's where whoever is listening to this, you know, they have hope if they know that, you know, we've been in dreadful states ourselves. You know, we've been, I was bedridden for 2 years. I know you were bedridden as well. So we come, you know, we have been on this journey, and hopefully if people are listening to this before the bedridden stage, then they're going to be, they don't have to go there, go all the way to bedridden before they you know, they work their way back up, which is a lot longer and a lot harder. But that kind of technology is fantastic, and it's great to hear these kind of results.
The technology is amazing. When they make a batch of the solution, it goes to a temperature of 98.6 and stops. Now that's the temperature of the body, so it's mimicking the body's reactions, and that's extraordinary.
And again, maybe you can send me, I think you've sent me some details about that, but I can put some links at the bottom of this video too, so people want to get more information about the products that you're recommending. I haven't tried them myself yet, so I always like to try things myself before I promote them and advocate of them. But absolutely, but I'm so pleased to see you looking so well, because I know you've been to hell and back, really. And the fact that you have made the journey yourself and you've clawed your way out that bed and you're clearly thriving now. And then as we said before we started recording, we both feel it's our life's mission now to share our success, to give people hope and to give them their bodies and their lives back. And then hopefully they in turn might continue to keep doing so. This natural health movement can get bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. Each one of your listeners has a soul's purpose, a reason to be here. Maybe it's, you know, the child that they're looking after, or maybe it's something that they want to create. But when you're surviving, not thriving, you can't do it. And I think Wendy's main thrust, as mine, is to get you back to thriving.
Absolutely. Not just getting through the day, not just plodding away and, you know, feeling like you're walking through treacle, is actually thriving and sharing the message. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. As I say, I will put your details down of your website, and equally, even though my ladies have endometriosis, equally some of them might have Lyme disease or know people that have Lyme disease. And equally, your mitochondria program as well. I think there might well be some of my ladies who have been so deathly ill and overloaded by toxins that their mitochondria in particular might need that kind of protocol support over and above, you know, what we offer, what I offer anyway. But I wanted to interview you because it's inspiring to hear your journey. And I think some people think, oh yeah, well, it's okay for her. She was just a one-off. And then the more you speak to other people and you hear their stories and the struggle that they've been through and, you know, where they are now, it's important to share this to give people hope.
Absolutely. And the real message is that if Wendy and I can recover,
yes,
so can you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to clap my hand and go, yay. But that's it. And the number of ladies that, you know, that contact me and they're like, oh, you're my last hope, you know, almost giving up hope. And it's just like, never, never, never give up, as Winston Churchill said.
Never give up.
And there is another way. But thank you so much for taking the time, Sally. It's wonderful to chat to you. And I will, as I say, I'll get your details if anyone wants to embark on your program, or certainly share it, because we're of a sharing mentality. Share the message, then I'll ask them to get in touch. But thanks very much, Sally.
Blessings to you all.
Thank you.